You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Jamie O'Donnell, the lead designer for Muirhead, a Glasgow-based company who are debuting seat covers for blind and partially sighted travellers. Can you tell us a little bit about this new design concept that you've got called Sensation?
Sensation initially was to combine like accessibility, sustainability and comfort to help make the air travel experience more comfortable for everyone, which is a fantastic thing. I was initially looking at neurodivergent passengers and how their sensitivities can improve comfort in air travel by using things like colour, texture and signposting to make the air travel experience more comfortable for everyone. So I've kind of followed on from that concept that we released last year. But this year, I leaned more into the more tactile signposting sort of side of accessibility. Really just became more about that wider conversation about accessibility in aviation, which was really interesting. Yes, we've been doing lots of research into like Braille and tactile signposting and how these things aren't really commonplace in aviation, whereas they are commonplace in, say, rail and mass transit. The only airline that I could, you know, come across that had actually implemented Braille was United Airlines in America. We believe that it's really important to, you know, have these conversations in the aviation industry because they are happening, which is great.
Can you give us a couple of examples of what you mean by tactile signposting?
As part of this concept, we've created this leather seat cover, which includes all the sort of design capabilities that we use in-house. That includes like embossing, digital printing, color, and perforation. So with the tactile signposting, I was using our embossing technique to create tactile seat numbers. The idea of it was thinking about when you're on an overnight flight and the cabin lights are dimmed and you're trying to find your way back to your seat, but it can be sometimes difficult to see where your seat number is. So I put this like little tab on the side of the seat cover so you can actually like feel where your seat is. But when I was researching into this, it wasn't just like Braille that I was looking into. It was, you know, tactile signposting as a whole. I found out that only 10% of blind and partially sighted people can read Braille, which was a really surprising thing to me. So that's why I kind of wanted to use both like Braille and so that it can benefit everyone, really. In addition, we've created a literature pocket, which I got an embossed plate made with like Braille text or with like the safety instructions and things like that on it. Yeah, to help blind and partially sighted people to, you know, navigate the aircraft interior.
It's the simplest thing in the world to just put these little tiny touches onto these things to make it more accessible and more inclusive for blind and partially sighted travellers. I'm interested in your research phase before getting the whole thing together. Were you communicating with people with lived experience of sight loss to help make this?
Yes. At the sort of beginning of this project, I collaborated with VIA, which is a disability consultancy in Edinburgh. And they do a lot of research and advocacy for people with disabilities. So we did a lot of research with them, as well as working alongside the Royal National College for the Blind as well. They also did our transcription for the Braille plate that we got made. You know, did a lot of like research. And I also have people in my life who are partially sighted, so obviously talking to them as well. So it is quite a personal project for me, I suppose.
You mentioned the importance of accessibility and also the sustainability aspect of it as well. Is it just as simple as making something so simple as traveling as accessible to as many people as possible?
Absolutely. You know, my background is in contemporary art, and a lot of what I talk about is giving people a voice and wanting to help people. So that's really what I want to do with this, and just to, you know, try and make the world a bit easier, you know. Like this whole conversation surrounding people with disabilities and accessibility is very prevalent just now, especially with everything happening in the government and in the media. I really just want to do something that will, you know, benefit people, and just help people to be more independent in their lives. Because like with air travel, of course, there's always like cabin crew there to like help and support when people need it. However, there are many blind and partially sighted people that they want to travel independently to be able to navigate the aircraft interior on their own.
My final question for you, Jamie, is a simple one, and that is, what's next? This is a design concept at the moment, so what's the next stage in the process?
So we are going to unveil this properly at the Aircraft Interiors Expo in Hamburg. This is where we come together with like everyone in the aviation industry, that you know, like all the suppliers that make all the bits of the planes, which is really cool. So yeah, we're going to unveil it to like all the designers and like inspire the designers to start thinking more about accessibility in their designs, to not only be practical but also aesthetically pleasing. And that's such a really important thing to like us and like what we're doing, is the fact that, you know, a lot of these design solutions that we're seeing in terms of accessibility are either very medicalized or they are infantilizing. With this, you know, leather lends itself very well to like the sort of luxury premium experience. So we want people to, you know, just feel good when they're traveling, because, you know, it's stressful. So so next, you know, I want to carry on looking into accessibility and, you know, helping more people to travel.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Jamie O'Donnell, a lead designer for Muirhead, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.